Fresh off a resounding 42-17 victory over Shadron State this last week, the Wolves return to the bank tonight against Winona State, and our second episode of Pack Chat begins right now with the senior from the land of cheese and spotted cows. You can take that any way you want it, I guess. He is Giovanni Szymanski. Thanks for popping in today, my man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what do you know about spotted cows?
Oh, it's the best beer ever.
Amen to that. Yeah, of course, we weren't talking about beers, not at all. Very delicious. I was just back in Wisconsin here last month for the 4th of July.
Sure.
Picked up some.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a must.
Outstanding stuff. What an effort by the squad here against Shadron State. We were talking about this a little bit off the air, but I mean, how much fun is it playing in a game like that?
Oh, it's great. Just seeing how everything comes to fruition and the team just battling a long year and coming back from all the injuries and seeing everyone click on full cylinders, it's a great time.
How nice is it just having the full complement of you guys back together on defense?
It's great. All of us have a great relationship together, and you know, one by one, everyone falling last year, and even the guys that came in last year, being able to have that relationship with all those guys, but seeing everyone come back and be in a different zone, so everyone was excited to be back and excited to have everyone back.
Yeah, it's a special defense, I think, for sure. And first game back after the off season, how nice was it just hitting somebody else?
Oh, it was super nice. You know, like Keegan said in another interview, it's you can only hit your own guys so many times, you know, before you want to see a different color.
No doubt. And you guys laid some lumber there on Thursday for sure. Preseason number 6 selection in the conference, bulletin board material for you guys or not so much?
Yeah, so we're always the underdogs, you know. People always like to rank us low, and we kind of take it as a chip on our shoulder. It's something we strive on, and we kind of take it into all of our games. We always see ourselves as coming from behind.
That's wild to me how many guys you return back on defense healthy, and it just felt a little bit maybe short-sighted to me, in my opinion, but I guess that's the way it goes. You mentioned it sort of already earlier, but it feels like this defense really is on the same page. How long does it take to get that trust with everybody on the same page to get everyone together like that?
Yeah, so all of us have been playing together for years. I've been here for 3 years now, so it's just been a part of each year building a little piece of it. So every year is every season, spring, summer, all of it comes together.
So in the questionnaire, you said this defense runs deep with pride and obsession. What does that mean to you?
Being ranked so low, and a lot of us came out of high school with very little offers, so we've always been the slept on kind. So we are prideful with our defense and even our offense. You know, we always want to be the best, playing behind a lot of our players that got all conference accolades last year. So
for sure. Didn't mean to interrupt you there, but does it feel like this is sort of like the island of misfit toys, the way Schmidt has recruited you guys?
Yeah.
People that didn't get a whole lot of looks otherwise, and you just kind of get all these ragtag group of guys together, and they're a pretty dangerous team.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of misfits going to war for each other. You know, everyone loves each other, and we all know it's at stake.
So your transfer from Iowa Western, how was your time out there?
It was fun. It was a really good time. I learned a lot there behind my coach, Eric Finney. And Aiden Barnby was also there while I was there. So being with our defensive squad there with Aaron Terry, Mike Blackburn, Eric Finney, it's just a great group. And just being able to play for a championship team and see what it takes to climb to new heights, chapter indeed.
No doubt. So were you texting Aiden like, hey, you got to come up to Aberdeen?
Yeah, of course. So they texted me when he was being recruited out of Iowa Western. So I'm like, hey, like, let me know when you come on your visit. And we had lunch, and I was there for his recruitment and his visit.
Glad we got him in the maroon and gold for sure. Is this the best linebacking core in the conference?
Of course. I think we could be the best in the nation sometimes, you know? Like, I just think all of us work really well together. There's not many times you'll see us apart from each other. That relationship on and off the field it's a dangerous one.
No question. What's it like playing next to Jake and Coop?
Oh, it's great. You know, playing Sam linebacker out in the field, I control the size of the field, and I just have to know that they're coming to hit somebody, you know? So I do my job, they do theirs. We all try to do it really well.
I know that Coop's a little bit of a trash talker every once in a blue moon. Jake, I don't get a sense really one way or another. Are you a trash talker much at all or not so much?
Yeah. Yesterday wasn't too much, you know. It's hard to talk to someone when you're out big, but usually I get in the mix. I always have a squirrel with the offensive lineman usually and a tight end here or there.
What do you got to do to get a pick in that elusive pick six? We were talking about that off the air. That's one of your goals this season is that pick six.
Yeah, I think it's just staying disciplined and a lot of film study. Yesterday I almost had one, you know, but just didn't want it bad enough. Left the money on the ground.
Gotta get the next time for sure. Pre-game superstitions for you. Do you have anything or Not so much at all.
No, I'm not a big superstition guy. Do my prayers and get in my own zone. I'm not a real ooh-rah guy in the locker room. I'm a real quiet, reserved person when it comes to game time.
Tell me about the recruiting process to get up here to Aberdeen, to Northern State.
So I was recruited here out of high school for wide receiver with Schmidt when they were first building the stadium. I went to Iowa Western, was there for 2.5 years, and then Irie and Schmidt had reached out to me, told me like the way I played, and they said they had a similar system. It was a big change going from JUCO to D2 and the NCAA and all the different things. It's going into D2, it's the same thing where it's a bunch of misfits. You know, a lot of us were chasing something that we didn't get while we were in high school. Now we're chasing something we didn't have while we were in college. So it was a lot of stuff that I was looking for in a team.
How was that transition for you from wide receiver to linebacker?
It was a process. I originally played corner, wasn't fast enough, played safety, and they were like, hey, we need a linebacker. And me, I just want to play football. So,
favorite team to beat in the NSIC?
I think I would really like to beat Augustana. We haven't yet, but I think winning against them would be really nice. But I love beating Duluth. You know, they're always top dogs in the NSIC, so it's always fun taking down the Titan.
Yeah, they had a really tough loss there on Thursday against Slippery Rock. They were up by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and kind of let it slip there, no pun intended. Best uniform combo for you guys?
I really like the white, red, white. So white helmet, red jersey, white pants. Otherwise, all black's always great.
You guys and the all black, so good, so clean.
Always great.
Outstanding. The strangest team tradition that you've ever been a part of? That could have been in high school, could have been at your JUCO here at Northern State. Is there a certain weird, kooky, strange team tradition or position group tradition that you guys have or something like that?
This year, for the first game, it was with the DBs. Some of us linebackers kind of took part, but I don't know if it was by accident or not, but we all shaved mustaches for the first game.
Okay.
So it was funny seeing a lot of the people you see with beards usually with big old mustaches. That was pretty funny.
Do you like the mustache look?
Oh, I love the mustache look. I always go for it every season, especially early in the season. I don't know what it is. Makes me play at a different level.
The stash. Outstanding. So you mentioned them already a little bit. You're obviously focused on Winona for this next week, but Augie, Halloween, Blackout, they just put up 63 points against Mo Western. How jacked up are you for that matchup here in the not-too-distant future?
Oh, super excited. Playing them last year was a great game. Just slipped in the last few quarters there. And this year we'll have a healthy team, hopefully. You know, if we can keep the team healthy, the Blackout, they haven't played in the bank in a couple years. We've been at there the last 2 years, so... Mm-hmm. It's hard to beat Northern State in Northern State.
Yeah, there's no question about it. The bank has been outstanding for you guys the last handful of years. That's all the football questions I got for you. Any nicknames for Giovanni Szymanski?
No. Some of the guys call me Gio, but other than that, some of the coaches called me Slim Reaper for a while. You know, when I came in, I was only 205 pounds, so just bringing what I can, using every ounce of it. So,
how often does your last name get mispronounced?
Early, it was a lot. It was a ton, especially in high school. You got Szymanski, Szymanski, all different things. I've heard Havani Szymanski. Hmm. So it's strange.
So we don't talk relationships too much on Pack Chat, but still dating Taylor Toole, talked about that. Kind of a cool deal that you and Cooper are both dating, or I guess now one has graduated with Izzy, but couple of wolves dating wolves from football to basketball. That's kind of a cool deal, huh?
Yeah, of course. Athlete on athlete, you know?
You guys ever play a little 2-on-2 on the hardwood?
No, but I think we would take them.
Take them right to the hoop. There you go. No blood, no
little,
foul.
Little size advantage, you know?
I think so, no doubt. Probably a little bit of a physicality differential there,
right,
too.
Right.
Has there been something that you had to teach yourself how to do recently, and how did that go for you?
I think as I get older, just being able to stay in the moment. Staying in the moment's been hard, just thinking about the future and what I've gone through in the past, so... Staying in the moment has been huge. I've always thought I was really good at it, but then it's like, all right, like now you have a lot to think about.
Have you ever had any jobs?
Yeah. So this last summer, I actually had a job with Field Restoration. So
okay.
I study environmental science, and I work for a company called Mergent. So we did a lot of, it's a lot of with renewable energy. So mowing solar fields, pollinator fields, and whatnot.
Mowing solar fields?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? That sounds confusing.
So you have solar panels, right? There can be hundreds and hundreds of acres of it. And when the grass gets too long, it covers the panel. So they'll send us out there and mow the edges and clean it up, and they're required to have pollinator fields. And so we go through and we spray the invasives, take out the invasives, and try to save the pollinators.
Gotcha. Where do you do that?
I did that in Wisconsin. So it's all over Wisconsin, based out of Minneapolis, but they have one in Freedom, Wisconsin. So a lot of central Wisconsin around the Madison area and western Wisconsin.
Gotcha. Interesting. Did not know that. All right. Yeah. Would you describe yourself as a perfectionist or no?
I like to have things neat in certain ways, right? I'm a real cooking guy. So when it comes to the kitchen stuff, I like to have my stuff. I still have all my knives in their cases, and you know. But when it comes to personal things, like my locker is a mess sometimes. You know, it gets pretty rowdy in there. When it comes to football, I like to think of myself as a perfectionist. Everyone makes mistakes, but I like knowing, you know.
But you're a pretty decent cook, huh?
Yeah. I like cooking. Me and Taylor cook a lot. I don't like reheated food. Some people will pre-make their food for the week, and I cannot do it. I will not eat it. So it's a lot of fresh food every single day, and I have to have myself cut a certain way, and yeah.
Favorite place to eat in Aberdeen?
I would say Culver's. You know, I love going to Culver's. It's not a sit-down restaurant.
That's a Wisconsin answer, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, you go there, get a triple cheeseburger. If you didn't know, you can go get triples.
Yeah, I got a double there last time. Outstanding. The Butterburger, gotta love it. I think I know this next one, at least for one of the teams, but your favorite sports teams and why?
The Green Bay Packers. Grew up in Green Bay itself. I live a mile away from the stadium while I'm home, so... Mm-hmm. Always grew up on the Packers. Jordy Nelson was my mentor growing up, so I got to spend a lot of personal time with him and his family.
Really?
Yeah. And then the Milwaukee Bucks, once again, just a hometown team. It was cool seeing when I graduated, I turned 18, we won the championship, I got into college all in the same year. So it's kind of a team that just resonates with me and growing up.
Did you ever go to games at the old Bradley Center back in the day?
I did. So I've never actually been to the new stadium.
Same.
So I've only been there. I went to a couple games. I got to see KD play and Golden State. I got to see DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul play there. So
yeah, the Bradley Center was a place that I really grew up in, to be honest with you. My dad had Milwaukee Bucks season tickets back in the day because we lived about an hour south of Milwaukee, and it was either Jordan in the 90s and pay out of the nose for season tickets for the Bulls or go up to Milwaukee, and we went up to Milwaukee. So I grew up on Ray Allen and Sam Cassell and Glenn Robinson and going to a lot of Bucks games as a kid there at the BC, and then going to Marquette, you know, they play all their home games at the Bradley Center. So you talk about your relationship with Jordy Nelson. How did that come to be?
I was a part of a group called Young Life, a small Christian group around America, really. Leader of it came to me and asked me if I wanted to mentor, and I said sure. So we had a small interview, and football was a big part of my life growing up, having an older brother and whatnot. So she was like, I have the perfect fit for you. And one day she was like, hey, it's time to meet. And Jordy Nelson walks through the door, and I'm obviously starstruck, and I look at my mom. She just thinks it's some random white guy walking in, you know, who's on crutches at the time. And we go in to get McFlurries and whatnot, come back. I'm like, Mom, do you know who that was? And she was like, no. And I was like, Jordy Nelson. And she was also starstruck after that. So going through it and led me in a lot of Bible studies and a lot of life stuff growing up. So it was cool having him around.
That's outstanding. I love that. When was the last time you did something creative?
Oh, I'm not creative at all. I made these little clay magnets, right? And I watched a cartoon growing up, Adventure Time. So me and Taylor sat down and we made these little fridge magnets out of like quick dry clay.
Sure.
Put magnets on them. So that's probably the most creative thing I've done.
I think that's creative. That's definitely something. What's the most overrated movie of all time?
I think Pulp Fiction's super overrated. No real plot. You don't even know what they're fighting for. You know, it's a lot of random jumps all over the place.
Hey, maybe a hot take. I've never seen the movie Pulp Fiction before from start to finish. I've seen clips here and there,
It's hard to follow. You know, you could jump in any part of the movie and you would think it's a different movie.
All right. Interesting. Okay. If you win the lottery tomorrow, what's your first purchase?
I'd probably buy my mom a house. You know, my mom sacrificed a lot for me growing up and being able to play sports and whatnot. So being able to give back to her would be really nice.
Nice gesture for mom. Have you ever seen the movie Obsession?
I have.
What'd you think?
Strange. It was a great movie. I love the movie, and I'm a huge horror movie fan. So really interesting to see, you know. And
did you watch with Taylor?
I did watch with Taylor.
What did Taylor think?
I told her I would do it to her, you know. So I told her if she ever becomes obsessed with me one day that I wouldn't be as weird as Bear, but
yeah,
I would get her out of it. But
there you go. Outstanding. What's one thing that's on your bucket list?
I want to get to the highest points in America. So there's the different mountains around, and I like going to the national parks. Along with that is going to the 63 parks. I crossed off my 10th this year with going to Voyagers. Going to all the national parks would probably be on top of that.
That's very cool. You know, some people want to go to every baseball stadium, every football stadium. You got the national parks. That's kind of cool. I like that. Tell me about the last time you made a really big mistake.
It was probably this summer when I was working in field restoration. We had a project with DOT. Just gotten these brand new lawnmowers, and they have like tractor wheels on them and extensions for solar sites. And It just rained the night before, and they were like, hey, be careful. But Giovanni, you've done this project before. Hence, I've only done it one time. And they're like, take this new guy. You guys go. Yeah. It's like 4 miles of stretch and this big divot, and I had started sliding into it, and he was like, just send it through. And I went down and almost broke the wheel completely off.
Oh no.
So hopefully my boss isn't too mad about that. Hopefully still takes me back when it's all said and done. But
just the definition of a full send, right?
Yeah,
there.
Just sent it through.
Favorite movie of all time?
Django Unchained.
How come? Why so?
You get a little bit of everything. A little bit of romance, a little bit of action, some comedy. Jamie Foxx is a great actor. Dr. Schultz, you know, that's a great character to have. And Leonardo DiCaprio plays a great role in it. Not his persona, but he does well for what his character is.
Yeah, again, might be a hot take. I've never seen it. I've heard good things. I've heard it's really good, but I've never seen it.
Oh, man, you got to get in there, Tukes.
I'll put that on my bucket list. Craziest thing that you've ever done on a dare?
Went skydiving.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it was my friend's 19th birthday, and I had just gotten to Iowa Western, and he was like, anything for my birthday? And I was like, you can dare me to do something. He was like, all right, I dare you go skydiving. So he drove out the next day, and we got in an airplane and jumped out that thing.
Hell no. Absolutely not. Favorite place that you've ever visited?
I would say Olympic National Park. Really diverse, and right next to it was Mount Rainier. So
I was going to say Washington State. Yep.
Yeah. So we went out there, and it's just beautiful. I'm a mountain guy. I don't really care for the beaches and stuff. There's some trees, and there's big rock next to it. It's my favorite.
There you go. Favorite vegetable?
Celery.
Mmm.
Celery. Real plain, you know, crunchy, great with ranch.
I like that. That's a good answer. I would have probably said broccoli, but, you know, that's actually really, really good, too.
That's a close number two. Close number two.
Fantastic. Next up, segment called This or That, grass or field turf?
Field turf.
Spring or winter?
Spring.
Binge a TV show or binge your football film?
Binge my football film.
Miss your flight or lose your luggage?
Lose the luggage.
Interesting. Noise or silence?
Silence.
You're driving. You going turn signal or no turn signal?
Turn signal every time.
Yeah, Hank Kraft said,
Oh, that's crazy. That's got to be a South Dakota thing.
It's 100% a South Dakota thing. Runny nose or a sore throat?
Runny nose.
Yeah, I'll take the runny nose 10 times out of 10. Yeah. 100%. Lake or a pool?
Lake.
State fair or county fair?
I've only been to a county. I've never been to a state fair. So
okay.
I'm going to have to go county fair.
Gotcha. Being a Scotty guy, I got to ask, cheese curds or brats?
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Yeah, it is.
Cheese curds.
Lose your phone or lose your keys?
Lose the phone.
Water park or theme park?
Theme park.
Did you ever do Noah's Ark there in the Wisconsin Dells?
Always got to do Noah's Ark.
I love that place. Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Wolves or Packers?
Go Wolves.
There you go. High school or college?
College.
Cooper Logan or Giovanni Szymanski?
Giovanni Szymanski.
Beach holiday or ski vacation?
Ski vacation.
Grilled cheese or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Outer space or underwater?
Outer space.
Online shopping or in-person shopping?
Online.
Sunny or cloudy?
Cloudy.
Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Answer to this next one wisely. Blondes, brunettes, redheads?
Whatever Taylor is.
Good answer. Didn't get you there. Bunch of would you rathers. You can elaborate on any of these if you'd like to. Would you rather always be too cold or always be too warm?
Always be too cold. You can always get warmer.
Always throw layers on for sure. Would you rather always be early or always be late?
Always be early.
Would you rather have a personal chef or a personal driver?
A personal chef.
I'm surprised you said that because you like to cook.
You get to learn, you know? You get to learn from what they do.
This is the next one I asked Hank, and he had a good answer on this one. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or in a coma for 10?
I'd rather be in jail for 5 years. It's the same thing. You know, either way, you can't really go anywhere. I'd rather be able to talk to somebody.
And then 10 years, you feel very rested and relaxed.
That's true. That is true.
With the coma. Would you rather spend a month at sea or a week in outer space?
Outer space.
I think me too. And finally, would you rather have a big wedding or a small intimate one?
A small intimate one.
Finally, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say something and just whatever comes to your mind, just come right out and say it, okay?
Yep.
Don't even think about it. Northern State University.
Great.
Iowa Western Community College.
Champion.
South Dakota.
Boring.
Green Bay Packers.
The best team ever.
Title town for sure. Lambeau Field.
Home.
Okay. Dakota Bank Stadium.
Also home.
Game day.
Fire.
Fall camp.
Hot.
Halloween.
It's okay.
Christmas.
Exciting.
Number 7.
The greatest.
Why the number 7 for you? Lucky number? Random number?
I guess that would be my superstition, is numbers.
Because you used to be 24, right?
I was 24. I was 24, but that was by default.
Mm-hmm.
Born on April 24th, so it was a little bit of a connection, but always, if I chose, it was 13 or 7. Just a little superstitious with the numbers.
Gotcha. 24 is actually, ironically enough, my lucky number. Cheese curds.
Food.
Wisconsin food in general.
Large.
Yeah, that's true. Your biggest fear?
Solitude.
Okay, why so?
We're social creatures. I think we're supposed to be around other people, and I think if you're alone for too long, you start to go a little crazy.
Yeah, a little batty. Your biggest accomplishment in your life to this point?
Going to college.
Coffee. You a big coffee guy?
Not a big coffee guy.
Energy drinks?
Energy drinks, yeah.
Celsius?
Nope. I'm into Flirts recently.
Flirts?
Yeah. So it's like a Monster offshoot. So they make Flirts and they have great flavors. I think it gives good energy. And it's not like a Reign. I used to be on Reigns a lot, but it's a lot to drink a Reign. You know, they come in only pretty big sizes.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not a energy drink guy at all, but if I had to go, I think I'll just go old school. Give me the old Red Bull.
Oh, for sure.
I love a good Red Bull. Bagels.
Dry.
Quarterback.
Tie.
Jake Adams.
Two-time.
Keegan Mountain.
Zero.
Gabe Gutierrez.
A tank.
Cooper Logan.
Monster.
Cale Johnson.
Prodigy.
Caden Turnbow.
Crimson Chin.
Picking up that nice sack there on Thursday. That was nice by him. Elijah Jopp.
My partner.
Crimson Chin. That's fantastic. Andrew Ewald.
Evil Jopp.
Darion Nundley.
Slept on.
Okay. Taylor Tool.
The prettiest.
You guys have been dating for a little bit. You thinking this could be maybe a little more serious than just a collegiate relationship?
Yeah. I mean, we started living together.
Really?
So, yeah, it's quite the next step.
Gotcha. That's awesome. You thinking about maybe bending that knee at some point in time in the not-too-distant future or not?
We'll leave that for down the road.
We'll leave that later on down the road. No doubt about it. Jason Glasgow.
Lisp.
Dwayne Holloway.
Energy.
Yeah, that guy brings the juice, no doubt. Mike Schmidt.
Easy to follow.
How about your family?
Center of life.
There you go. Finally, Giovanni Szymanski.
The Dark Horse.
Dark Horse. I like it. So you've got the Slender, Slim Reaper, and now the Dark Horse.
Yeah.
I got some choices here to make on the broadcast, no doubt. Any shout-outs to family, friends? I'm sure maybe to Taylor here to kind of wrap things up here a little bit for you.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to my family, my mom for making the sacrifices he had, my older brother for being the greatest role model I've ever had, you know, playing football and whatnot, my old coach Eric Finney for teaching me what I have and creating a monster, and of course Mike Schmidt for trusting in me and giving me an opportunity to play.
God bless you. That's outstanding stuff. That's the linebacker from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Expecting big things from the Pack this season, perhaps?
Of course.
Always. Giovanni Szymanski, thanks for your time in this interview. Good luck this season.
Thank you.